by then you man could be giving us God of Honor, fam. Do you know what I mean? Big man thing. By then, we could be getting God of Honors. Do you know what I mean?
Nah, that's crazy. They can't do that, Arsenal. This the Arsenal can't be doing that.
Come to Anfield, then you'll be clapping for us.
Nah, Arsenal can't be doing that. I think that's
actually gonna happen. I'm gonna call that now.
You're gonna call that, yeah?
God of Honor. You man are gonna give us a God of Honor.
Nah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
This is the Premier League, mate.
Benched, a 14HQ original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.
Welcome back to another episode of the Bench Podcast, man. Another day, another dollar. We're back in the building. And it goes. I don't know why we got guys.
Hey,
big up the Grime Scene Savior. That was a concert on Thursday. I'm hearing mixed reviews about that show, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm hearing Chip. Obviously, Chip and all the man them came through, done the whole thing. Well, what's the fucking bar Skepta does from?
Go on then.
All the man them done their bars and that. Well, see, I'm seeing the reception online was like, yo, it was a cold show. It looked like a cold show, but my boy that was there, he was like, I'm not so sure. He wasn't feeling it, man. So I don't know, mixed reviews.
And it's Culture Clash or?
Nah. It was like Chip done like a show for this Grime Scene Savior. Yeah. I think it's like a new project he's putting together, but yeah.
Trying to put some. Some eyes back on Graham, man.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. It looks like it's working, though, man. I can't lie. It looks like it is working. For some reason on this iPad, I've gone to hockey. But let's go
good
back
question.
To football.
Did you guys have, tag names when you were younger?
Yeah, I did, man.
What's your tag names? Let's go. What's your tag names?
Nah, it's childish, man.
What's yours?
Nah. I used to spit, though. No, you
spit as well, bro.
Yeah. What do y'all got to go first, though?
Alright, cool, I'll go first. Because obviously I said it. Bro, my tag name was a Razor Kid.
Razor Kid.
Yeah, just because I used to always get like shape ups and it's been like, oh, yeah, shape ups sharp. So yeah. I just got myself Razor Kid.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's funny, man.
Tag names and that.
Oh, okay, don't judge me. Yeah, it was Magical.
Oh, that's a calm one, though.
Yeah. The Magical was KOOL.
Oh, Magical. Okay, he's creative with it.
Bro, ask about me, yeah?
That's a last thing, Magical. I hear it, though.
Ask about me, dog.
What's yours?
Oh, God.
I know you had that tag.
Bro, oh, my God.
Terror or something.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Terror T. We had those, like, it was like K dot.
Thanks for ruining it, mate. All right, man, let's get into some. Actually, no, before we get into the football, Jengi, you've been on a pimping all over the world in this last few weeks, fam.
Yo,
tell us about the trip, bro. Man's been to Colombia.
Returning live from Colombia, man. Made it one piece, first of all. We thank God.
Thank God.
But
we landed on these shores. How was the flight? How long was the flight?
The flight was long. Flight was like 10 hours, I think. 10, 9 hours.
Damn.
So I had to go to ATL first.
Then ATL, Georgia.
Yeah, trust me. I landed in Georgia. And then from there, took another flight to Cartagena, which was like 4 or 5 hours.
Damn.
So altogether, I think...
It's a long trip.
Yeah, I think altogether it was like I'm 15 hours in the air.
Damn.
With the layover as well. So I left like Sunday afternoon, got to Colombia Monday afternoon, like 3 p.m.
My thing.
Yeah, long journey.
Do they not do direct flights?
I don't know, you know. I don't think they do, you know. From London to Colombia, I'm not too sure. I mean, if there is someone can tell me, but I don't remember seeing a direct flight. Maybe it was, but maybe the piece was too much money.
Yeah, probably still.
Yeah, so it was looking like a. There was one I saw. Yeah, the price was so good, man. But the stopover was like 4. So he wants to be.
Yeah.
4 different places. That's long.
Just to save a bit of pee in it. I hear it. But
just,
also,
like,
yeah.
Just do at least one, then. You know what I'm saying?
No, I hear it, bro. So how was the trip overall, fam? Was it an experience?
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, it's an experience, man. Definitely something that will be in the books. Like, I will definitely remember Colombia.
That's gonna be the after hours bench podcast.
Yeah,
we'll talk about that one.
Definitely. Yeah, trust me, those are after hours ones, trust me, for real. that's crazy. After hours, that'll be a bad podcast.
Yeah, thanks.
But yeah, it was a good trip. I think the highlight of it, yeah, despite obviously all the other stuff, like, you know, the women and stuff like that, was the wedding, man. Because that's what I went there for, innit?
Yeah.
My boy's wedding. So it was nice to see him get married to, obviously, his wife now.
So his wife Colombian? Is he Colombian?
Yeah, she's Colombian, but they met in like New York. So they're both like basically American. Damn. But she just has Colombian like heritage and stuff, like Colombian background. It was good, man.
They're both from America.
Yeah, they're both from America. Yeah, but to be fair, he's from here, but he just went out to America for like football and education and that. You know, like when you do that scholarship.
American scholarship thing. Oh, wavy.
He went to go do that, then he just ended up staying there, man.
What a story, bro.
Yeah, so they met.
And that's been your boy from like school.
Yeah, so I met him in university. Imagine.
Man.
Yeah, so even a bit later on in my life, so
yeah,
I was kind of, I was like grateful to obviously get a call. I mean, I got a call. Like,
yeah.
Michael,
pack your bags, mate.
But yeah, literally got a call.
You're coming to Colombia.
Yeah, it was nice to see the culture, to see how the Colombians get married traditionally, like the dressing, and they made us wear some outfits as well, which was dope. I can't lie.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was the food.
Yeah, it sounds like a good trip, fam.
Oh yeah, bro. Yeah, so that was like one of the highlights of the trip was the actual wedding night. Like, the wedding was actually sick. So
yeah,
something I can definitely remember. Like talk about when I'm older and stuff like that. So
yeah, fam. So I told the grandkids.
Sure, I recommend the man them go Colombia. You know what I'm saying? Watch my videos.
Yeah.
make sure you stay.
Yeah, because to be fair, you had some like tips as well. Because obviously that whole thing. What you say? When I do the conversion, I was creasing, yeah. Bro. I can't lie, I was creasing.
I gave man 80. I gave him 80 pesos, which is like obviously the 80 like mil pesos or something like that. And what I paid for was 40. Man gave me back five mil pesos. I said, what? I said, yo, what did they call that? It's not making sense. Yeah. Just doing Google Translate back and forth. I said, bro, this is long. Am I going to be here for 20 minutes arguing with my man?
Yeah.
I said, bro, just give me my money, man.
Take that on it. Nah, I hear it. Well, man, that sounds like a hell of a trip, Jingy. I can't lie. We'll definitely talk more about it. But let's get on to this Premier League football title race, man. The football.
It's looking peak, man.
Actually, no, T. How's your week been, T, mate?
Yeah.
How have you been?
Yes,
you been
right.
Okay? Yeah. He's done it again, Jingy, man.
What do you mean? Sorry. I wish I could have gone Colombia. I would have loved to, mate.
Coming like Elise, bro. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
Cheers, T-Dot, mate. Appreciate it.
T-Dot.
Blood, innit?
He's T-Dot on the mic.
What was it? 4x lyric? 4x repeat?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. T-Dot on the mic.
And again.
That's cold. All right, man. Let's get into the bloody football, mate. Liverpool Football Club. Congratulations, man. I think we've taken hand on the Premier League title, on the Premier League trophy,
it's
man.
It's actually yours to lose right now.
Yeah, 11-point lead is crazy. Let's talk about the game then, because Liverpool just beat Man City. First time we've done the double in them over them in a little while, to be fair, bro. 2-0 win over Manchester City in their own backyard. Mo Salah with the first goal. Dominic Szoboszlai with the second goal.
Mo Salah.
I think we need to talk about him.
Lie. You need to talk about Mo Salah. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, for me.
Goal and assist today, man.
Yeah.
So he got assist for the Szoboszlai goal, and
else, man. What are you saying? Do you think he's definitely leaving next season?
I don't know, but I feel like the contract thing's kind of gone down, isn't it? Yeah.
Okay, so if obviously the contract, we're gonna win the league, yeah, cool. Obviously, that happens.
Yeah.
Do you think Liverpool are gonna fight to keep the spine of players?
Like I think
Van
we are.
Dijk's, the
I Salah, think
maybe the Arnold.
I think what we have to do is keep Van Dijk. I think that's the one. I think that's the so like.
Yeah, because to be fair, you can get replaced. You can't really replace Salah, but you can get something that's like.
Yeah. You can't replace him like obviously what he does, but I see what you're saying, innit? Yeah. I feel like there's a long term successor for Salah somewhere, but I don't know if there's quite that player.
Yeah, that would be obviously
for
that, yeah.
Virgil Van Dijk.
Nah, I can't lie. Virgil Van Dijk is cold. Bro.
Yeah, man.
Best centre back.
So I think he's the one. I think we need to get nailed on. But I think it's interesting how the narrative's kind of shifted. Like before, it was like Salah and Van Dijk will stay, and now it's like, ooh, like Salah might not even stay. But I don't know, man. I need to.
I don't think he's gonna stay. I think he might go Saudi.
You think? I think I could see it, man. I feel like if he goes out on a high, innit, wins the league, potentially wins the Champions
that's
League.
That's the best time to even go.
Yeah.
High, like I won this for you. Now let me go make some money, man.
If he goes, yeah, exactly, bro. And if he goes on that kind of high, then he's already a Liverpool legend.
Like, no one should be like, oh, why did you go? Like,
yeah, exactly, man. Well,
I ain't gonna lie, Salah though, man. Salah is better than Henry, man. Sorry,
he's better than Henry. I'm saying that. From an Arsenal fan. I love it, man. Have you heard this, T?
I'm saying it.
Mo Salah, I think his Premier League legacy might have eclipsed.
Premier League, man.
Might have eclipsed him. Might have eclipsed the one
don't
and only.
Don't think about the Vavavoom.
The Joga Bonito.
The impact in the Premier League.
Yeah, yeah.
Mohamed Salah, come on.
I think it has to be. Thank you, man. Thanks, bro.
I don't know about that one.
T, what are you thinking? Has he surpassed him?
You see the fact they said I don't know. That means like
it's changed. Yeah, because before.
Yeah, no, because if it was you'd be like, nah, no way. You're like, I don't know. So he's like, okay.
You got a deep here. Yeah, sorry to cut you there, but bro, 27 games in the Premier League this season. 25 goals, I believe. All comps. No, wait. Am I correct here? This can't be correct. Teach, fact check this for me, bro. Because if this is correct, this is absolutely insane. 27 games in the Premier League, 25 goals, 16 assists.
What?
That in can't the Premier be League? Right. So, I don't know. Maybe I'm doing some different kind of maths. You got to go in the Premier. Let me check the Premier League site for that, man. Because, bro, that is.
You know, sometimes you need to wake up and smell the coffee, man.
Innit? Wake up and smell the flowers and just be like, bro.
Nah, it's legit.
It's legit.
Yeah.
Damn. A man said 25 goals in 27 and 16 assists. Bro, Jengi, I think I might have to agree with you there.
I'm not going to lie. Like, yeah. Obviously, don't get me wrong. Henry, impact, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, style, obviously. Style,
really like, deep it, like, come on, man. Salah, man.
Yeah. So that means we can finally put to bed the Hazard chat as well, then.
Oh, but yeah.
Thanks, man. Yeah. I appreciate it. That's 2-1. I love that.
Salah, man.
Mohamed Salah. But all right, man, let's talk about the game a bit. The Egyptian prince had a bit of a say, didn't he? Scored a great goal, and that is Mahmoud. Yeah. Obviously, it was ruled out for offside. But he looks good, isn't he?
He's a good player.
He is a good player. Obviously, City were missing Mr. Erling Haaland today as well. But I don't know, man. City just looked like, bruv.
Yeah,
I know they had a lot of possession in the game, of course. It's what they do, especially at the Etihad. But I never felt like super threatened by them. Even the way, like...
That's so mad as well that you're saying that.
Yeah,
you
know,
2 seasons ago, you'd be like, oh, yeah, City.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to lie, when I saw that fixture, I was like, bro, Liverpool going to win.
Yeah, yeah,
no. I was like, bro, Liverpool going to win.
This is one of the only times I've ever faced City away and been, like, confident. Like, nah, we're actually going to beat these guys. And I know I saw a clever image today of Szoboszlai next to... Kevin De Bruyne. And then someone was saying that I saw on Twitter, you know, Lightning McQueen in the second cars where that blue car passes him.
Yeah,
and the blue car goes, no worries, though. You had a great run.
You had a great run, man.
But we'll take it from here. We'll take it from here. I feel like that is exactly what's happening, isn't it, man?
Do you feel like Rodri has a big part to play in Man City's demise?
Yeah, of course.
Are saying, but it's one player. To be fair,
it is, man. It is, bro. It gives me the domino vibes. It's not necessarily like, cool, they don't have him, so they can't do anything.
But it's like
he's the one who started it, innit? Like, when they lost him.
Best player in the world as well.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, I forgot I even had that. Yeah, trust me. But yeah, exactly. Ballon d'Or winner, etc. I think that kind of started the downfall, innit? And that was against Arsenal as well.
Yeah, for real.
So kind of similar to when you compare it to like Liverpool when we just won the league. Obviously, I know they've done it through and about, whatever. But we just won the league and we had a big game and then we lost our best player, which was Van Dijk. When Pickford.
That was a bad challenge.
Yeah, that was a horrible challenge. Snapped him in off. And then from that moment, it was kind of like, oof. Yeah. And then the wheels just started to come off, bro. And it was crazy. And then we started losing 7-2 and then we lost everyone else and da-da-da-da. So it is kind of similar, but yeah, this Manchester City team.
They actually rubbed this season, like they actually rubbed.
Yeah. I don't, man, what are your thoughts on Doku? Because he was doing the tricks and the flicks and the dicks and the whoa, pause, didn't mean to say that. But he was doing a lot, but
a couple swivels and a couple times he did get a better trend,
but
I don't know, man. Final third. What are you saying? I don't think final third is...
I want to support him.
Final third, man.
Yeah.
Perez tried to say that he was more effective than Saka. Are you insane?
What, Jeremy Doku?
Yeah. Perez tried to say that.
Robert Perez.
Bro, he tried to say that.
He might influence a game more, so...
Bro, no, nope, nope.
But
no.
Remember, that's what I was trying to say, though. Because remember, I was saying a couple of weeks ago about like he gives you something to think about. That's what I'm saying.
Right, so
if Saka is playing, people are on ropes. They're not.
Bro, what's going on?
That's what I'm saying.
Saka goals, assists. Doesn't even come. Doku don't come close.
Nah, but in terms of like maybe what Doku does in terms of like I say occupying defenders, frees up some of the other players in the team to kind of get in better positions.
But they double up on Saka.
That's true. No, but I see that. But when he says like he affects the game, like that's that's affecting the game, isn't it? Bro, because and then all of a sudden you've got.
About Doku, yeah. Mm. Doku's not really going to give you a goal or like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Saka can pull out. He can pull out a goal from not from nowhere, but he can pull out a goal from nowhere.
Yeah, and I guess that is affecting the game.
He can make his own. He can make something work.
Yeah, yeah.
Make something happen.
Nah, it's true, man. It's true. There's one player I want to talk about though. Is from Liverpool. Is Szoboszlai, man. He's had a real, not even comeback arch this year. But he's a player well, man. I saw it in him, bro, when he signed for us.
I saw it, man.
Oh, and this is what happens with a lot of players that come to your club, isn't it? Like, you get on the bandwagon, he has a good game, and then he has a few bad games. It's like, nah, he's actually dead. Happened with Gakpo, happened with Szoboszlai now, happened with Gravenberch for sure.
Yeah,
there's even a few players on our team.
Kind of jealous, man.
We're balling right now, bro. Yeah. Even that game against Villa, I know it was a difficult game and we gave up chances, conceded two poor goals. It's a game we should have won. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The Jota chance where I don't know what on earth he was trying to do with that kind of side foot thing, and the Nunes miss.
Yeah.
By the way, but have you man seen that miss? Have you seen that miss?
Yes.
You saw the miss?
Yes.
You see,
yes.
What are your thoughts? Because people are saying, should Szoboszlai should have shot, or did he do the right thing by squaring it? As a striker, Jengi.
No, Nunes still should have scored. Szoboszlai can shoot as well, but bro, come on.
Yeah. He's got
to
finish.
I think Nunes was probably thinking, yeah. You know what, like, you're thinking, all right, let me run. Oh, pass. Oh, he might not pass. Oh shit, he's passed.
Oh,
Then you're like,
giving him the benefit of the doubt.
Maybe it was like, he's gonna shoot. Oh, he might shoot. Oh, wait, he's passing.
Yeah. Well,
could just be trash.
Nah, man.
It's trash.
Could be.
I think, yeah, that is, I respect that, Jingy. Man's giving him the benefit of the doubt. I respect it, but nah, man, he's got to score that, bro. Even if you're surprised, you've got to score that, man.
Exactly.
Even one of those scrappy finishes, do you know what I mean? He's had too many chances, bro, and I feel like the Liverpool fans, we've been patient with that guy, bro. But say, for example, if we drop points today and Arsenal win tomorrow, that means the lead would have gone down to 3 points. And it would have been because he missed that chance against Villa. Do you know what I mean? True. And at this point, bro, you can't have that. Do you know what I mean? You cannot do that, my doggy. Do you know what I'm saying? But Liverpool go 11 points clear, man. Then I'm going to ask you the question.
Chill. You know the answer already.
I know the answer already. It's asked to lose, right? Of course. But did any of us see this happening? 11 points clear, man. Then
no,
I know.
No.
I didn't see this happening, man.
I thought, with the past 2 weeks, I thought we would close it to at least four.
Yeah.
At least four.
I thought so too. I thought.
West Ham.
We'll definitely get onto that. But I mean, at the start of the season, man, when Arne Slot walks into this team, the transfer window ends in August. We only signed Chiesa for 11 million quid.
I still haven't even seen him in
Bro, he's not played like big minutes. He played in the FA Cup, played in a game here and there.
Nigga,
exactly. Did we think, man, this was going to be the case at the start of the season? I think it's fair to say.
No. Man City, everyone was rooting for Man City. Man City and Arsenal.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, you guys, obviously you came out of nowhere, but you were lingering and then you just, you know what I'm saying, you kind of just went.
We took over, innit?
Yeah, for real.
That's what we do, baby. Is Arne Slot a better manager than Mikel Arteta, lads?
Whoa. Yeah, you're taking it.
You see what
he's
saying?
I'm taking it there.
Tranquilo.
So if he wins a Premier League title,
his first thing,
a League Cup in his first season,
that's crazy. No, that's crazy.
What does that
bro.
Say
that's
for crazy. For Mikel?
Well, he didn't have to make any changes.
That's
what does that say about the team?
Yeah, it seems the team's ready in a great to go. Place, but he's a great manager.
And also,
considering we fought,
and also,
yeah,
there are players that have already done it. Yes. Salah, season, Virgil, season, they've already done it. So what are we talking about?
I'm saying to still come into a new club, a new team, new country.
Oh, blueprint there. He said, "Listen, my friend, if you want to win the league, it's there."
And he's changed things, which we were deficient at last season. And we've improved on this season. We've closed out games more. We've controlled games more in some parts last season where we weren't doing that. So he's recognised what needs to be tweaked. He's come in and tweaked it. I don't know, man. Credit's got to be due somewhere.
Yeah, give him credit because you inherit a team and then you make them first. And then he's the one that's picking the squad. He's obviously not the one playing, but he's the one that's picking the
squad. Could Arteta do that, man? That's what I'm asking. Because Arteta's come to a squad. He's built his old squad. And still, he didn't recognise that he needs a striker. Still, even in the summer,
bro,
he still went, Kai Havertz is going to be that guy.
Yeah, he's moving like Asawenga at one point. Asawenga was moving too loyal to the players, man. I don't know if he's in a contract. Oi! There must be a loyalty contract in there. Like, not, I don't know
what
it is.
Loyalty bonus. Appearance fee.
Yeah.
Appearance fee. T, I'm looking at you, mate.
It's clear that we should have got a striker. It's clear.
Because we're talking Arnie Slot and saying, yeah, he inherited this team, but he didn't come into, he came into that team and went, all right, cool, I'm going to be happy with this. I'm going to assess this.
No, but what T said is true, though. There are... Liverpool do have seasoned vets. Like
we do have a strong foundation
and a superstar.
But you guys have spent a lot of money over this time, and it's a team that he selected. He selected the players. He's gone for the signings, and you come to this point where, all right, this is a real chance to capitalize on winning this league, and he's made decisions which have gone against you guys' progress.
You talking about Arteta?
I was talking about Mikel.
I couldn't tell you. I don't know who to blame. I don't know if it's the board. I don't know if he was just too excited really about what he had.
Is it Edu?
Bro,
Eddie's not dead. Oh, but who knows?
Bro, I really don't know, but there's a lot of blame to go around, I'd say.
Yeah, just about who do you point that finger at?
Who's doing the voodoo, fam? That's what we're saying. Jeez, man, we've got.
I can't like Arsenal, though, man. Next season,
straight up. Arsenal, what did Arteta say?
Striker.
No, not Arteta. Ever say? Man said Netflix FC. You're always waiting for next season. That's class.
That's crazy. That's class. I can't like Ever's a troll still.
Yeah, he is a troll. Look, man. Let's wrap up this Liverpool Man City game. Liverpool, I think, is the time. Today we sung. Basically, last time we won the league, we beat Manchester United 2-0. Old Trafford, where Alisson Becker played that long ball over to Salah. Salah waits out Daniel Jones, scored the goal, took a stop off all that mad thing.
Goalkeeper's getting assists.
Yeah, it was mad. And then the crowd started singing, "Now you're going to believe us. We're going to win the league. Damn. We're going to win the league. And now you're going to believe us. And now you're going to believe us."
I mean, like I said,
today we sung that, Jengi.
It's there for you.
We sung it.
It's there for you to lose. It would be interesting if you did drop a couple points.
Yeah, it would make it. Yeah, like, we're not going to do that.
Maybe like two losses. On a bounce, and then one draw, then be like, oh wait, what's going on here?
Yeah. I can't see us doing that though.
But, yeah, for real.
I actually can't see us.
What team can even, based on your guys' fixtures, like?
We've got Newcastle at home. It's going to be tough.
Yeah.
And then I think there's a.
Have you not still got us to play?
We've got you to play, but like third game.
That's probably like season. That's like towards
Bro, by then you man could be giving us guard of honor, fam. Do you know what I mean? Big man thing. By then we could be getting guard of honors. Do you know what I mean?
Nah, that's crazy. They can't do that, Arsenal. This
the you man come to you come to come to Anfield and you'll be clapping for us while we're coming out.
I think
that's actually gonna happen. I'm gonna call that now.
You're gonna call that. You're calling that, yeah.
Guard of honor. You man are gonna give us a guard of honor.
Nah, that's crazy.
This is the Premier League, mate.
Do you know what? Saka's gonna be there. Odegaard's gonna be there.
Everyone just like this.
Everyone's just gonna be clapping.
Would you clap? Coming to the. Would you clap?
What, as a pro?
Yeah, as a pro. I think I have respect. I would clap, but I wouldn't want to clap.
Yeah, you'd be like this. It'd be like for the cameras.
That's a very good like motivator for next season. It's we clapped.
We clapped them, man, you know.
How can we clap? Yeah, for real,
crazy.
Pause, man.
Man said, pause. Okay, cool. That's a great question, Andrew. You wanna look at our upcoming fixtures. Obviously we finished top of the Champions League, get PSG, make it make sense. All right, maybe I'm not a fan of the new format, but we'll break that down another time. But man, who have we got coming up? Let's have a look for Liverpool to see what the running is, at least up until the international break. So we have Liverpool, Newcastle.
Oh, that's a big game.
So that is a big game.
That is actually a big game. Hopefully you guys can drop points there.
That's going to be next. Hopefully you can drop points. That's going to be next week, or it's going to be midweek by the looks
of it. Oh, it's midweek?
Yeah, midweek.
Oh, okay.
And then we've got Champions League, PSG.
Are you guys playing home?
We're playing at home.
Ah, that's going to be tough for Newcastle then.
Yeah, it might be a ting. It might be a little dress rehearsal for the Carling Cup final. And then we have Southampton at home.
Winnable. That's a win already.
And then we have PSG again. And then we have the Carling Cup final on the 16th of March. And then there's international break. Come back from international break, we've got Everton at home. So, who knows?
That could... Would it be a draw?
They could get bucked.
Because it's a derby, isn't it?
Mm. They could get bucked.
Well, man, let's move on to your team and then we'll compare your fixes. Man, someone's got to explain to me what's going on here, man.
Well,
that's a huge L.
Bro, big. And do you know what it is? I saw something that they've taken 6 points from us.
Well, West Ham?
Yeah.
Damn. Over the last few times you guys have met?
Yeah, I think home games, home games.
Yeah, home games. So, yeah, home games. Yeah.
Oh, because you guys lost to them last year as well, didn't it?
Mm. Yeah, at home.
I love it.
West Ham, man.
The fucking Irons! Irons!
Oh, please, man.
Irons! Man,
please, man.
I'm hearing on the discourse from the Arsenal fans, as you do, on the timeline.
The colour is deflating, bro.
Can't
ignore it. Was actually a deflating loss.
It was bad, wasn't it?
Deflating.
I can't lie. When I saw the score, when I saw it say 1-0, I was like, rah. This is mad, like this.
Yeah.
But they're gonna turn it around, and when you guys didn't, then I saw obviously Mr. Lewis Skelly get sent off. thought, right, this is a bad day for Arsenal.
Yeah, kind of. He's definitely got some eyes on him though. Like in terms of referee-wise, like I think they're watching him a bit. Like
you think?
I think so, man. What are you saying?
I don't know, man. I feel
red card or not red card?
No, of course it's a red.
No, it's a red card.
It's a red card, right? But I think it's undeniable. Yeah, yeah.
I'd say I'm a bit confused to why Ray was so far out of the goal, because if he'd been closer to his line,
it might not have been as clear.
Yeah, it might not have been as clear, but literally could literally just pass it into the goal where he was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
so
I think
that makes it.
That was.
So that's one of them ones, bro. I'm missing games because of you.
Yeah, fam. Was that thing Maitland-Niles? Why did you told him to come off his line?
Yeah,
bro.
That's funny, you know. You told him to come off his line, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, Maitland-Niles is the bad dude.
Yeah, facts. So, man,
it's I can't lie, it's deflating, man. Like seeing a game. It's like, bro, like, what is going on, bro?
We'll put it down to a lot of you guys had a lot of big injuries at the moment.
Yeah, obviously the Saka's a big miss.
Especially in the attacking department. But, man, we have to address the fact that you guys didn't bring someone in January. I mean, I know it's hard window, but surely you should have brought in someone. I'm sure you were linked to someone.
You brought in Sterling.
Raza.
Oh, man.
Raza,
bro, the problem was summer. That's what the problem was.
Yeah, it was.
So this goes back, yeah.
Yeah, bro. Like I was seeing Turkish on AFTV say that summertime we didn't recruit as we were supposed to.
I wonder what that
just
comes.
I hear watching everyone recruit.
Yeah, you know that picture of Squidward looking outside his house.
Oh
and
yeah,
he sees Patrick and SpongeBob having the time of their life.
He's thinking, yo, that should be me, bro.
Yeah,
that should be us.
Yeah,
bro. Literally, and look at it. And we didn't recruit a winger for Saka. Ends up getting injured. We didn't buy a striker. We have no striker. Like, what? Well, we bought another centre back, and we bought Stafford, who's the under-21 keeper.
Bro. Oh my days! Yeah.
Like, if this is not a wake up call. To like, yo, like, we need to spend, bro. We actually need to spend.
Mm.
And you know what's gonna be frustrating now is the target is Isak, but Isak now I'm seeing 100 M's.
Yeah, I'm seeing 150 M's. Bro.
Yeah, so are Arsenal now gonna break the bank for him?
Yeah, well, they're gonna have to.
We might have to.
Yeah, I kind of we have to, bro.
Yeah,
Isak at Arsenal. Oh my lord.
Yeah, because I feel like the Havertz thing has come like. Useful in some
yeah,
kind of
like, yeah, yeah. Useful,
it's
but
become like okay, cool, but is it gonna be like for example, we have Salah, man. Like,
he's not gonna be someone that's gonna like leapfrog us to like okay, yeah. we're title contenders,
bro. Because if you even look at us, yeah, and I know obviously I can fucking glaze over us at the moment, but we have Salah that's 25 goals, 16 assists.
That's actually a crazy stat.
That's a crazy stat. And then I'm gonna try and find like a Gakpo's. I know he's probably
is
got
that like 40 goal involvements,
yes,
is that,
like, something like that, bro. You got a deep, like, if you look at it now, let me try and find the fucking other players. Gakpo's going to have, like, 10-plus goals.
Yeah, I can't, like, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, what's his name? Diaz is going to have, like, 6, yeah. 7 goals.
Jota,
you know,
will probably
Jota will have,
with some
yeah,
goals.
Exactly. So, it's like, we have goals in our team. I feel like, obviously, since Saka's gone, I know Havertz scores. But he doesn't.
Yeah,
like he hasn't got a 20. Martinelli. You haven't got a 25.
We've got like maybe like a Gabriel here and there, like a set piece.
Yeah, I know. Obviously, defenses win leagues and stuff.
Yeah, what you're saying is kind of true. We need goal scorers in the team.
Yeah, but you need a guy in it. You need a guy that will take you over the line. Because if you look at Nottingham Forest, the reason they're doing so well is because Chris Wood is scoring goals, bro. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Even Newcastle, the reason why they're climbing. Isak, do you know what I mean? Like all these teams, the best
teams.
They have
at least that one player that's okay,
one
we
player
can rely on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man.
Look at Brentford, man, in Bremo.
Yeah. But if you see, even if you look at this, yeah, it's not unbelievable numbers, but I'm looking at it now. Gakpo, 8 goals. Diaz, 9 goals.
That's a good goal contribution.
That's what I'm saying. Jota's only on 5. Where's this? Darwin Nunez on 4. And then Salah on 25. That is crazy. But that's what we have a gunman. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah.
It wasn't as impressive as I thought it was going to be, I'll be honest.
Well, yeah.
But, bro, we have a gunman. I think, obviously, that's what you, man, need. So, yeah, man.
It's like, I like Arsenal, summer. It's like, man, don't waste time.
We've got to break the bank, innit?
We have to.
You're linked with Sesko, linked with Cunha. Mm. Didn't quite happen.
Yeah, the Cunha one, I can't lie. That Cunha one probably would have been a forced thing. I'd be so rude. That would have been forced. Yeah. Like, he's not a bad player. Don't get me wrong, but that might have been a forced. That probably would have been forced.
Like a circumstantial thing, innit?
Yeah.
No, I hear it, man. So, man, what does this do for Arteta, man? Because I know, obviously, the title's not done.
One more season, bro.
But 11 points off. So what? How many games left? How many plays? We played 27 games.
I think Arteta's got one more season, you know?
Yeah, I mean, for me.
One more season, and then if it's not, it's like, bro, Thank you, man.
thank you for your services to Arsenal Football
Thank you
Club.
For your services, man.
Is it really like, man, it's time?
Yeah, man, bro. Like,
what's it, 6 years?
You know,
now?
Sometimes you need to know when to leave as well. That's, hey, listen, you see that skill? That's very poor, you know.
Yeah, knowing when to leave. Knowing like, when enough's enough.
Yeah, when's enough. Like, yeah. Yo, I'm not gonna lie. It was a pleasure, man. But
yeah, you restored us to some good times, but I didn't quite get us over the line.
It's time to go. Still, we need something different,
bro. I feel like you need some help from the players as well, though.
You think they're throwing under a bus a little bit?
Not throwing them under the bus, but you know, like right now, Odegaard is. Oh man!
They say he's not showing up, man.
Bro,
they say they saw that there was that. Oh my god! On Twitter, what a place.
Yeah, Twitter.
Bro, there was that thing where it said Odegaard is one of those players where he looks like he's doing a lot, but he's not actually doing anything.
Nah, and
someone quote tweeted it with the meme of the Indian guy making tea and he's going like this.
Oh, is he just
bare, just doing normal things.
That's funny. That's funny.
He's just shaking the cup and he goes like this, and he puts it, and it looks like
he's. I said he's looking like he's doing our manners, but he's just passing the ball 5 yards.
Well, don't do that. Come on now.
No, but Odegaard's cold though.
Nah, his form right now is just it deserves
a criticism. Yeah, you think?
Bro, I mean,
it's hard though, man.
Yeah, I don't know. It's difficult because it's like, you know, obviously it's not all his fault, but at the same time,
captain, innit?
Bro, captain, that ball that he got from, I think he put Trossard out wide and he literally could have gone right through the middle and this guy goes out wide.
Oh, he made that weird run.
Yeah, and I was like, what on earth are you doing?
Yeah, I saw one guy talk about that Rory
bro.
Guy. Talk
bro, I didn't understand why he made that decision. Why are you not trying to go right through, penetrate the middle?
I don't know. Maybe it's in his nature. Maybe he's just trying to create space for Trossard, maybe. That's the only thing I can say.
I mean...
But Trossard ain't got wetters like that. So it's not even like he was going to... Mm-hmm. Outpace him,
bro. Without Saka and Martinelli, where are the wetters without them two anyway?
Yeah. Oh, bro.
Jesus. Do you know what is the injury? Yeah, I'm not gonna make an excuse and be like, yeah, we are injured, but the injury is really messed us up, man.
Yeah, of course. That's not Saka an excuse. Out, that's just a fact.
I was kind of seeing Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. He picked up. To,
you know, then Jesus got injured.
ACL.
What the hell?
Yeah, that's mad.
Boom. Yeah, kind of like, injuries hit us deep still.
They did, man. But I think there has to be something said, innit? Because obviously the planning in the summer, I think we'll do an inquest into this Arsenal thing. We'll do an episode.
Prepared to fail, fail to prepare, innit?
Yeah, exactly.
We literally.
Exactly,
there's
man.
No contingency plan for us. It's certain players are out.
Yeah, exactly, bro. And I think that's obviously a big issue that needs to be addressed. But we will do an inquest into this. But man, before there's one thing we move on. I want to talk about a young man that you man have, which I think it's an important topic for us to discuss. Not Ethan, he's a baller, but we'll talk about him. Is this Miles Lewis-Skelly thing? Yeah. In the words of Sol Campbell, is it a colour thing? Is it an underbelly colour thing?
It's a colour thing.
Is it an underbelly colour thing? Bro, I feel like, bro, the way he's getting villainized in
bro,
the press.
Bro, that's what, bro. Hey, I said it to you, bro. The refs, there's a lot of.
Yeah, yeah.
On him.
Yeah, yeah. They're looking at him.
But you know, that's the thing about the media in England, man. It's like when you have a bit of personality, something about you, yeah, they're like, oh, okay, is that you? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Anything you do, we're on you.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, yeah, you done the Haaland thing, yeah.
Yeah.
So we're on you.
From now on, yeah, they're just gonna villainize him, and I feel like the way, like, even the, I think the thing that's concerning for me is even like some of the fans and stuff, like even from like peers or community or whatever, you're seeing like man get onto him, and then it's like, but you man, like, you're not to, I don't know if this is the right context I'm using the word, but you're like perpetuating the message that they're trying to like put out, because obviously when you see Grealish and you see Jamie Vardy's obviously the obvious example, how many times has he done a shithouse celebration in front of the fans and it's been lauded, it's been like, oh, this guy's sick, man, like he's crazy, we know this man, it is an underbelly colour thing, and man. I just wanted to talk about it because I thought, bro, like, that's just, it's just, how can you, like, for me, some people will try and deny it and say it's not about that, why you have to make it about that, no one said anything about that. But how can one be so obviously treated in another way? And then this kid, by the way, 18 years old, has a bit of a mess around. And it's like, literally. Oh my God, it's like disrespect. And now he's having a bit of a bad moment. Everyone wants to shit on him. Nigga, the kid's 18, bro.
Nah, for real,
do you know what I mean?
Just facts, bro.
Nigga's 18.
He's 18. He's 18. Just an adult.
He's just turned an adult, bro. He can only just about get
bro.
In the club.
That's what I'm saying.
Do you know what I mean?
In some countries, you can't even get in, fam.
Yeah.
You need to be 21 to get into the club.
It's mad, bro. Man just left sixth form, bro. And they're like, fucking, yo, kissing this guy. I just don't get it, bro. It's not fair.
I think that's just the media in England, man.
It is an underbelly colour thing. It definitely is, bro. But Arsenal, thanks for coming, lads. Appreciate it, man.
Sure. That's crazy. That is crazy.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate the little race.
Swear to you.
Little bit of pressure you put on here
if
and then.
If you guys drop.
We're going to do this.
I hope you guys drop points next game.
Yeah. Whatever, man. That's not happening. Where's Charles? Bring me Charles. What was Charles saying all year? Oh, yeah. You, man, will do this. You, man, trying to little bro me. Listen, yeah. We're going to win the league before you, man, win the league. Thanks for coming, lads. I appreciate the message. But what did Ever say? Netflix FC, man. There's always next season.
Oh, yeah, man.
There's always next season.
Yeah, man.
Ready?
Doom. Get out of here, man.
Doom. But all right, man. Let's talk about some more games. Newcastle versus Nottingham Forest. This game was crazy.
Nah, it's goals galore, man.
This game was crazy, man. If there's one dressing room you want to be in, surely you want to be Nottingham Forest, right? The man them.
Yeah, the man. I can't lie. Yeah, they just seem. They give me like. They're like, just like. They're authentic, man.
Yeah. I like that, man. Gives me Betis vibes, man.
They're themselves, man.
Yeah.
And it's nice to see that man them. But at the end of the day, bro, we're all humans, innit? It's not like, oh, yeah, we're professional, bro. Like, if I want to have. If I beat a team and I say, yo, we went to film, we slapped. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we came and we slapped corner. You like. It's good because it brings. It's healthy competition.
Yeah, man.
It's not like we're coming out and saying our madness, but it's like. Yeah, man, we came and we slapped Man United. It's like,
they're
not really saying that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's nice to see, man.
Yeah, it makes it relatable, right?
But it's nice to see, man.
This game was crazy. Obviously, Nottingham Forest opened the scoring. Man like Hudson-Odoi on his return to the side. Opens got a good finish.
Hudson-Odoi is really.
He's good, man.
Yeah, he's a good player.
He was highly rated. Chelsea. Linked to Bayern.
When did he go to Chelsea? He went to Bayern, no?
No, he was meant to go to Bayern Munich. But I think from there, he went straight to Nottingham Forest. Probably done that thing.
That was actually a good move.
Bro, you know sometimes players just need to go and play, innit?
That's what. Yeah, for real. I think he just needed to play, bro.
Yeah.
Some players. It's not even about. Well, because it's about where he went, but he just needed to play.
Yeah.
Consistently.
I mean, I might have to double check the appearances at Chelsea, but I feel like sometimes you just need to go reset somewhere and then refind your focus.
Wait, is he on a? Forgive me if I'm wrong. Is he on a loan?
No.
Oh, he's permanent, isn't it?
He's there, man. But obviously, and then from there, Newcastle reply on a bit of a riot. Was this fucking Lewis Miley with a great goal? I think that they went score 4 goals in 11 minutes.
Newcastle.
Someone on a rampage. Someone opened the back door for him. Said, yo, come on.
Wallace,
yo, if we push the gate hard enough, they ain't going to stop all of us.
That's facts, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, someone should do that.
Yeah.
Go Wallace, yeah?
Yeah.
Locate the door.
Do you know what? Quick side note. I think that's going to be. That Sunday is going to be dangerous, man. Just because, you know how it is, like, when people were like, I don't want to miss a once-in-a-lifetime moment, yeah? This is Vibes Cartel coming to London.
I can't...
For the first time performing.
You know what? It's going to happen. It's actually going to happen.
It's
actually going to happen.
Vibes Cartel coming to London with Drake and Burna Boy.
Madness.
For the first time performing in this country in years.
Yeah, I can't lie.
It's going to happen.
The man that were racksacking that door. Yeah. I might even be there.
Do you
know what's so funny?
Might see me in a ski mask, bro.
Bro, do you know what's so funny? Yeah? But it's... Obviously, we're laughing about it because stuff like that can lead to, you know, death.
We don't care. We're just joking. We don't want to.
But, because I went to see Splash last year.
Yeah.
Same thing happened, bro.
One man just...
Bro, do you know what's so funny? I got there, yeah? And one guy was like, oh... I was like, bro, have you got a ticket? He said, no. I said, bro, it's my ends, bro. South. I'm getting in. I said, bro. When I heard that, I said, listen, bro. I said, yeah,
he's getting
crazy.
In. He's getting in.
And he got in. Because when you think about it, it's not worth your life.
Yes,
but to stop, just come in, man.
It is what it is, man.
What, am I going to stop 80 people to, and there's only 5
job.
Of us.
I'm only getting paid for something.
I'm only getting paid to, yo, you know what I mean?
These are my ends.
That's what he said, bro. He said, bro, come on, bro. I'm in South. Of course I'm getting in. Yeah. I said, bro. And I hear it because it's like, if I'm a security guard and I'm seeing 80, man, look at me. Everyone's like, yo, bro, I'm trying to get in. Why you don't let...
I'll lose my job for that job. Calmly. I'll be like, yeah, calm. You man just come in.
Ain't
got nothing to do with me. But a quick side note as well, yeah. One time in uni, this is mad, by the way. When I worked, I went for a job interview at JD. This was JD in Camden, and I got there and I got to the induction. So I got the job. Yeah. Got to the induction, yeah. And they were saying, this is mad, by the way. I don't know if we'll get in trouble for this. We definitely won't. But they said, if you see in JD, if you see someone stealing stuff, like, you know, normally in retail jobs, they're like, all right, it's not your job. Get the security to do it.
JD doing madness.
They were like, no, if you see someone stealing,
go
run. Chase them. Yeah.
I lie that.
Chase them. They were like, no, like, you're allowed to chase them, like, track them down. Like, it's actually like they encouraged us to do it. They were like, yo, if you see someone stealing anything,
so what happens to get pay rise?
No, it's just like, that's just their policy. They're like, yo, if you see someone stealing, son, you got to duck them down. Yeah, it's mad, bro.
That's hilarious.
It's so mad, isn't it?
It's funny because obviously I worked at Nike. Yeah. Mm. They were the opposite. They were like, if anyone stole, just let them steal.
They're
like, at the end of the day, we got insurance.
Yeah.
Then I said, we got security for that.
How a company should be run.
Yeah, not for real. They're like, we got security for that. Security can't stop them and they let them go. Bro, we got insurance, man. It's fine. Like, it's so mad that even the Nike. Nike was saying it, like, they're like, don't lose your life for the company, bro. Like, if someone's bro, just let them go. Yeah. I mean, if it's like in your face, then okay, you know what
say
I'm saying.
Say something.
Let them steal in front of you. If it's like, bro, man, am I stealing and they're running? I'm not gonna not run. So, hey, come back here.
Bro, that's what they said. They were said like, yo, if you see someone running, like, if you
I
see someone
some
stealing,
videos,
like,
though. I've heard there's one Westwood, where bro was chasing the guy for a time.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, they're getting told to do it, fam.
I think he chased him to outside of Westwood.
Oh, that's wild.
And I think he even bagged him. Like, he got him. Yeah, I think he got him. Yeah, so this was like early days of when Westwood opened.
Yeah,
you know, when it opened, everyone was going mad. Everyone was doing
the
madness.
That's the one thing I will. Like from like even obviously that was back in the day, but I think the one thing from COVID which changed the game a bit is like people will, you see the seat splash thing what you're talking about, people will do that more now because I feel like from that moment people were like the control
starting to
the illusion of control came down and went like fuck it man, if we can do that.
No, but to be fair, when you really think about it, the people are stronger. Obviously I know we're deviating from football, but the people are, we're actually stronger, like, you know, like they say the feds and stuff like that, bro.
Well,
if the people come together, bro, there's power in numbers, just that we're not, you know what I'm saying, we don't really come together. No. Let's get back to
football. We're getting too politics. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. Ooh, I'm asking him to change his ways.
Hey, that's a song, you know.
Man said, if you want to make the world a better place,
trust me,
you got to talk about football. So let's get back to it, man. Obviously, then my Isaac with two goals. That penalty was ridiculous.
Yeah, the penny, he's right, bro. The goalkeeper has a bet on, 100%.
Yeah.
Because the way he died for that, yeah, it did not make no sense.
You think
sense.
When Isaac hit it, he went, oh, shit.
He might save it.
Yeah,
he's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
What, winning now.
Yeah, but and then obviously he styled out. I love his celebration, by the way. He does this. He's like, get out of here, man.
I can't lie, Isaac's cold, man.
Yeah, he's cold.
He's on the road, man.
Do you know what we're going to do? You know what? Here's what's going to happen in the summer. Here's my summer prediction.
If that happens, nah,
Liverpool
chill.
Pay 140 mil plus Darwin Nunes.
Oh, to for Newcastle.
To Liverpool, yeah.
Do you know what's so mad? Newcastle would actually take Nunes, you know.
They would.
They'll take him for 140.
Yeah, exactly. 140 and Nunes.
A mediocre striker.
And then we win the league again next
and
year.
They still got my man in a grey.
No,
not great.
Wilson.
Yeah, Wilson. That's the
name. Yeah. They still got him. But yeah, if him heard it first, Darwin Nunes and money.
No, I can't lie. He's
to Liverpool, and then Isak. I think from there we win the league again next season.
Isak's going to Arsenal,
and that's why I think also it might be why Salah might not be signing a new contract, because we might move him on, and then we bring on Isak.
Do you like that though?
Give him the big piece.
Do you like when players leave on a free, or do you rather leave them for money?
Given the age, that's a great question. Given the age of them, man. Well, actually, I guess there's this predicament in our club already, because Trent is 26. He might leave on a free. And
that's a head loss.
Yeah. I guess it's circumstantial. I'll accept Salah moving on for free because of the age and that. But Trent, I think I would burn a bit.
We need to get a little bit of change.
Academy as well. I don't know if he's going to sign or not, man. I don't know if he's going to sign.
Do you think he's definitely leaving?
Hope not.
What's going on here, fam?
Do you think he'll leave though, Real Madrid?
What's wrong with you, bro?
I want to see him at Real Madrid.
What's he been a prick for, bro?
What do you mean? I want to see him at Real Madrid.
Real Madrid.
He looked good in them colours, in white. Yeah.
He don't look good for English.
He looked good in white.
Real Madrid, if he goes Real Madrid.
I can't lie, that's cold still.
Long day still.
Yeah.
Because right now, they're starting to jug.
Yeah, they are starting to jug still.
They're starting to jug.
I will be upset if he moves to Real Madrid, but the Liverpool fan in me will be devastated. But the football fan in me will be very excited to see Trent Alexander-Arnold. Trent Alexander-Arnold in Real Madrid.
Colours are all crazy.
At the Bernabeu. Another young black boy.
Like,
young mixed race boy.
Oh,
young
yeah.
English
His
boy.
His boy's there, innit? Bellingham's there. His boy's there, innit?
That's what I'm saying. That's a good look, still. But we want
to I think that has an influence, you know.
What?
Bellingham.
Dude, yeah, of course.
I think that has an influence.
Them man are definitely chatting.
We said, do you think Bellingham's he's that guy at Madrid.
What, they were the main guy?
Not the main guy, but like, you know there's some players that like, they're like the guy, like
they got like gravitas.
Yeah.
I think so
as well, you know. I think so. I feel like the players respect him. I feel like all the players in Real Madrid respect him.
They do, and he's 21. Bro, niggas, they need to. Why we hate everyone? Do you know?
Yeah, no.
Why do we hate everyone?
For real.
Like, because bro, he's 21.
That's mad.
He went there, won the Champions League and the league, was top scorer, and people are like, yo, this guy's a dickhead. Are you mad? Are you like?
Nah,
bro, I don't get
cold,
it.
Man. Bellingham's too cold.
It's definitely
man.
It's a color thing. It's an underbelly color thing, isn't it? It's an underbelly color thing because boy,
Bellingham's too cold, man.
Maybe say if it's a black person or an Indian person, but bro, it's definitely an underbelly color thing. Yeah, it's definitely bro. You're right.
Jude's that guy, man. I can't lie.
Jude is that guy. But yeah, this game was crazy. Not in the Forest, man. They're slipping a little bit in this.
Yeah, they are. You know, they're starting. Would they still get top four?
3 losses in the last 5.
Nah, they might slip out, you know. I think they might slip out still.
Yeah, Man City,
it's a shame because it would have been interesting to see how they would do in the champs.
Next season. I think we're going to have 5 clubs in the Champions League.
Is there a lot of English teams still left in the thing? Or okay.
Yeah, so it depends, innit? But either way, obviously, they could obviously, even if they slip out of the top 4,
they could still get champs.
They could slip out of the top 5 as well because
Bournemouth
here are 43 points. Newcastle on 44 points. They're only on 47 points. So it could still happen. But all right, man, let's quickly go around the rest of the games. Well, our boy, what's his name? Enzo Maresca. Everyone was getting onto him saying, look, we're not a title-ready team. Looks like they're not a title-ready team.
Oh, Chelsea, man. I don't know what happened to Chelsea, bro.
Was Enzo Maresca right then, man? Do we owe Enzo Maresca an apology? Because he was saying, like, look, we're not title contenders, bro. Like, stop putting us in that conversation. And here we are, bro. Looking
he probably
at
saw something got changed and said, yeah, you players, you're not ready.
Yeah. He saw what we didn't, clearly. Do you know what I mean?
You players are not ready.
You're not ready.
I mean, did he? I feel like what if Jackson was still there and they were scoring goals and they were keeping pace, you know?
Bro, they were. If you're saying they're in the title race, yeah? They're on 43 points now, bro.
That's mad.
They're 7th now.
Long game,
even talking about this top 4 race now, they're on 43 points. Aston Villa on 42 points. Third place is on 47 points. So that's a...
Yeah, it's in the round of trouble.
Yeah, that's going to be a tight race anyway, bro.
Yeah, so. Maybe they can get like a 4%.
Yeah, maybe.
They need to fix up that back four. That's what they need to do first.
Their goalkeeper.
The
goalkeeper's one of their big problems.
Who are they playing up? Oh, Neto. Yeah.
Neto's calm.
Neto played well yesterday.
Bro, I would have taken him
at
Arsenal.
For real, Arsenal, innit? Neto, perfect contingency plan.
100%. 100%.
Perfect.
Why could we see it?
And I'm sure we were linked with him. We were linked with him as
bro,
well.
Bro, I thought they were interested, but I don't know, maybe the injury record or something.
Nah, man, is history repeating itself, bro?
It is.
Every time Arsenal's linked to someone, it don't fall through.
Yeah.
The one that hurt me the most was Suarez.
Bro, you ain't never getting Suarez.
Bro. Oh, yeah, sure, man.
Niggas said 40 million.
Sure, man.
Bro, did you get him?
No, but sure, that's what I'm saying. But that's Arsenal, though, man.
But I will say, I read Steven Gerrard's book and Steven Gerrard had to chat to him.
About that?
Yeah, Steven Gerrard chatted to him about that. Steven Gerrard basically was like, look, bro.
How can you go to Arsenal?
Well, I think this is a quite well-known story, but he was like, look, if you could go, you can go to Arsenal now, but you'll be locked in a contract. But if you stay here in Liverpool for a year and you cook again, the big boys are going to come for you. Barca, Real Madrid.
That's mad. He had that conversation with him.
And then he ended up staying.
Captain.
And what did he do?
Stayed.
Real Madrid. No, Barcelona. Barcelona, bam, became history. A legend. That's what Stevie G does, mate. He lays his fucking legacy down for the club.
So why did he stay when the big boys came calling?
Because Stevie G, mate.
Stevie G's a waste, man. That's what he is.
He's not a waste man,
but bro,
none of that.
Stevie G could have left Liverpool time ago.
But it wouldn't have meant the same. He could have won all that with anyone else. It wouldn't have meant the same.
Chasing statues.
He's not chasing statues, mate. He's doing it for the people he loves.
Well,
he's doing it for the city.
Buller, though.
Fucking Stevie G. Can't even lie. Fucking play out the fucking Reds, lad. Come on, lad. Fucking chicken. Fucking go. But anyway, let's talk about Chelsea, man. Are they cooked? Is Cole Palmer, is he too busy vibes in with Vibes Cartel, fam?
I see that.
His form's dipped a little bit, hasn't it? Maybe you're not the best player. But was he ever the best player in the league? He was never the best player in the league.
It was just hype, though, man. You know how football is, man. You know when you have a run of games, everyone overhypes.
Was Cole Palmer ever the best player in the league? Let's be honest, man.
For a couple weeks.
For sure. That's what I'm saying. There was weeks he was cooking, bro. He was like, yo.
But was he still even the best player? he can cook and be like really good. But like, last season, what, he scored like nine penalties, say, who 11 penalties, say, something like that.
Who would you say was the best player then? Like competing, were you going to say Salah?
Of course. Even Salah, Isaac's better than him. Let me have a look at some other players. Saka's better than him. Yeah. Foden might have been better than him. Foden was player of the year last season.
But yeah, what's he doing this year?
Yeah, he's not playing well this season. But like, do you know what I mean? There's obviously
who is gonna get played? That's an interesting question. Who's gonna get played the year for this season?
Salah,
probably. Yeah, it has to be Salah still. What are you saying? Unanimous.
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 Yeah. Hopefully not.
Unanimous decision.
This guy supports Netflix. That's funny. But all right, man. Well, Chelsea, bro, Maresca, maybe you were correct. But all right, bro, man, let's quickly talk about this Villa.
Wait, hold on.
What?
Modric. Oh, no, he got banned, didn't he?
Yeah, he got banned, fam.
Oh,
what was your point? What was you going to say? Huh? What was you going to say about Modric?
No, I was like, bro, why haven't I seen this guy? Oh, he got that ban.
What did he get banned for?
Doping, fam.
Oh, yeah, long day.
Yeah,
long day, man.
He's got to get that Pogba treatment. If not, it's a colour thing. It's a London Valley colour thing, and it definitely is. Christopher Nkunku was in this court. Reece James playing centre midfield, by the way. What the hell?
I don't know. Chelsea's...
No. This has got to be a flash scores thing. Surely that's not...
No. He played midfield in the two. One of the two. Yeah.
Damn. Okay, Maresca saw something. I saw something that I think he can play.
He can play
this position.
And he put in a good ball as well, one of the...
One good ball?
Well, I didn't. Hey, I didn't watch the game, I saw the highlight. I was like, "Hey, that's not bad."
I just put one good ball.
Yeah, that's not bad.
But he made a good pass.
That is hilarious, man. Oh, Rashford comes off the bench, man, in a half time.
Yeah, Rashford. It was nice to see Rashford.
Two assists.
It was nice to see Rashford still.
He looked active, man.
I think he's got a point to prove.
He has got a fucking point,
to prove still.
Because, boy, people are saying all he does is sip lean. He's getting waved and stuff.
The double cup.
Yeah, double cup. The man's wearing the big... again, isn't it? It's definitely an underbelly colour thing. Because he's doing...
live his life. But I kind of... Sometimes he does... He does point him... I'll be real. Sometimes he does...
It doesn't help himself. So he definitely does have a point to prove.
Yeah.
He does have a point to prove.
But then again, is he not living his life though?
Does he?
Of course he does, man.
Bro, I'm hearing on Match of the Day, I'm hearing Alan Shearer and Murphy talking about he looks happy, his body language changed. No, it hasn't. He looks exactly the same. What are you talking about? This body language thing, what is what is that? What are you talking about?
What do you mean?
Bro,
you can
slouch and all of that stuff, but he wasn't doing that at United.
What do you mean, like slouching? And
yeah, he wasn't doing that. He wasn't doing it like that. Oh no, he was.
There was times where he was not trying to run back for the ball.
He was doing that, man.
He was definitely doing that, man.
He was hungover, bro.
Bro, this body language thing, I don't know, man.
I was coming from Tate last night with a man.
Nah, I don't know, man.
I had to go home and pick up my bag quick before I got in.
I almost forgot my beats.
What, man? Anyone got tape? Anyone got socks? Yeah, that's
funny, you know. And then I got tape. Hey, are you
on
tape?
Yo, I just got here in there, bro. I didn't even go home, you know.
I didn't even go home. Hey, yo, last night was like madness.
Man turned up to Old Trafford doing that.
He's on bats though. Man said he's going to training late as well.
That's not even
he's
a colour thing.
Still.
He's
that's
not a
colour
thing.
He's last time. I said, what? Yeah, bro, last night. Oh, my days. I saw your snap.
Yo, who we playing today? What? Everton?
We're playing Everton today. Oh, I thought we was playing Nottingham Forest today, man. That's funny, you know.
Yeah, that's hilarious. That's but he did get two assists, so.
Yeah, so, yeah, man, he's
busy.
Yeah, he's busy still. I can't ask the Villa. Yo,
Aston Villa, bro.
Aston Villa got decent players, but obviously, it's not a shame that my man left. But it would have been nice to see like Duran, Rashford.
Yeah, Asensio.
To see how that all... Oh, yes.
Asensio is there.
Yeah, Asensio. How that all works. Even, what's the youth in midfield as well?
Tielemans.
Tielemans. No, not Tielemans. The other one.
Jacob Ramsey.
Ramsey, yeah.
Morgan Rodgers as well.
Morgan Rodgers is what I was looking for.
But, all right, man. Let's go through the rest of it. Did everyone see the Everton-Manchester United game? Cracking game, mate.
Yeah, bro. I don't care about them, man.
Yeah, me either.
Them and I like... They're fighting relegation.
Yeah, they actually are 15th, man. And we were talking yesterday in the group. They're 15th, you know. And I said they're going to finish on pace 2.
They will end up in championship.
Yeah, they
15.
Oh my gosh. Man said they're going to finish 15th, maybe 16th, you know.
Is mad. Man United, Red Devils, Old Trafford, Sir Alex Ferguson stand.
What's going on there, fam?
Nah, it's not looking good. I'm not going to lie. It's not looking good at all.
Yeah, for real. Wasting technical difficulties.
Nah, no, it's still good. It's just that I pulled out the fucking headphone jack.
Like,
so I was like, oh my days, what's going on?
What is going on? OT.
Bro, it's David Moyes, man. David Moyes has come back and now Everton's ready to play.
Yeah, for real. What are you saying? So what, credit to David Moyes?
No, 100%. Look at what Sean Dyche was getting them playing.
Ain't he higher than...
He was playing anti-football, fam.
He's old clubs. I think I see that on Twitter. Like, the clubs that he's been at, he's higher right now.
Oh, but the clubs that sacked him.
Yeah. The clubs that sacked him. I think he's higher than all of them right now.
West Ham. Yeah.
It's crazy, isn't it? That's mad. But yeah, no, they played.
Shout out to David Moyes. I can't lie. He's actually a good manager, man.
Yeah, he does his thing, man. Do you know what I mean? They played a great game, a great first half, man. The intensity.
And man. I don't know if he had a better.
The guy that Charles and Bobby like to get onto.
Bro, he was ass. Bro. I kind of he's ass. But I don't know what's going on right now. He's moving like some new reformed striker.
Yeah. I don't know, bro. He's rough.
But he was ass though. I'm not gonna lie.
Credit where it's due. Because all of a sudden this guy is scoring goals.
Bro, he's scoring goals.
He's linking up plays.
Manager, mate.
New manager feeling.
New manager bounce.
Got a new chance.
Yeah, these men go 2-0 up. Obviously, they were all over him for a lot of the game. And then the 60th minute. This is my question to Man United fans, yeah? Why do they hate Bruno so much?
No, facts. That's
why do they hate him so much?
Why do Man United fans hate Bruno so much?
Yeah, why do they hate him so much?
I think
he scores goals. He makes a difference. He drops into the centre of the park. And he starts ticking the ball over.
I think
over.
It's just because of his decision making at times, but bro.
But you got to allow him.
I won't lie, if he was not in the squad, Man United would be in a worse position.
100%. I know, obviously, some Man United fans were going to be like, Kobbie Mainoo's one of our best players. Kids last week were saying Diallo and our two best players. That's cap, man. Bruno Fernandes is your best player.
Most impactful, bro. Most effective.
I know he's frustrating, yeah. I know why he has his frustrations, and especially in the team.
Bro, he scored a pudding, man.
Bro, how many times has he come up clutch for them, man? He scored a big goal for them yesterday. He changed
Too
the way they were playing in midfield, bro. Like, I just don't get why they hate him.
They need to put some respect on his name. Still.
Put some respect on Bruno Fernandes.
Maybe he's one of them ones that when he leaves, they're gonna realize that raw.
Yeah, was it one of them things?
Yeah, bro.
Don't know where you got till he's gone.
Yeah, for
it's man, one of them things.
Yeah, he's one of them still. You don't know where he's gone till he's gone.
Don't know what's got till.
Bro, I was literally having this conversation with Kizzo last week. He was just like, there's Bruno again, losing the ball. There he is again, doing this, doing that.
Everyone loses the ball, man.
Yeah,
come on.
Exactly. It's almost like they've done it with Pogba. It's like they always have to have someone to like just be mad at, fam. You, man, are just so spoiled, so greedy, fam.
Greedy.
Don't worry, man, you'll learn, innit? When he leaves, you'll learn.
Yeah, exactly. You will see. Big up Bruno Fernandes with the goal and then Ugarte with a great goal as well.
That was a goal.
That was a great goal. Man United looked like they were going to go to win the game. Man, have you seen the penalty incident at the last minute?
Yeah.
Yes.
You might think penalty? No penalty. Obviously, they chalked it off.
I don't know, you know.
Man, he went, I think it's a penalty, man.
I think I might lead the other way as well.
I think it's soft, but we were talking about this at work yesterday. We were talking about this on the show, and basically we're saying if it was outside of the box, would it have been given a free kick, right? And it probably they were saying maybe it might have been given a free kick.
Don't know.
But what the argument was is like VAR wouldn't have intervened with that if it was outside the box, but because it was in the box, it becomes something that VAR needs to get involved with because it's a game changing incident, right? It's a red card, or it's a goal, or it's an offside or something like that, right? So, what we were trying to establish was like, is the foul foulable enough, for lack of a better word?
Yeah, foulable.
Yeah. For it to be like, okay, cool, that's a penalty, and VAR doesn't need to get involved. They don't need to change anything. Do you know what I mean? Does it become like VAR re-refereeing the game almost?
I think the
on-field decision has been made by the referee, and then VAR have been like, no, you should probably take a look at that. But I don't know.
VAR needs to be studied still. It needs to be revisited.
I don't know, man.
Are you guys for VAR, by the way?
100%, man.
You're for it, yeah?
I'm 100%, okay.
Are you?
Bro, I think before we get into the VAR quickly, I think with the Young situation, I don't see why he had to fling himself like that.
He does get
grabbed 100%. So let it play out. We can see that you're getting grabbed by two men. Let it play out. Yeah. Don't.
But he sold it a lot.
You oversold it, and now it just looked like he was trying to dive. But no, I'm fine with VAR, innit? I just think we need to use it better,
a bit more efficiently, innit?
Do you know what I'm saying? Refs need to make better decisions.
I think only for like domestic cups. I think only cup competitions. Where obviously, to be fair, Premier League, there's a lot on the line anyway.
Mm.
But I just feel like when it's summers, I feel like some of the domestic cups is where VAR should be involved. But I think they should allow.
Well, they could test it there, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like they should allow referees. Obviously, I know it. Obviously, not everyone likes it when obviously when the referee makes a bad decision. But I think they should allow referees to make.
It's been more entertaining.
Yeah,
nah,
man.
I think it's got to stay, man. I think, bro, there's so many incidents now.
But you're right, though. There are a lot of incidents that do get missed by the ref, which can.
Yeah, and I think the thing which makes it frustrating is when there's such a clear and obvious error that's happened and they still get it wrong. Yeah, how are you still getting it wrong?
I said you got cameras everywhere.
How have you got it wrong again?
Check the cameras.
Do you know what I mean? What's the thing that happened to you, man? You remember complaining about
Skelly. And then Skelly rescinded the three. They rescinded
the red card thing.
Do you know what's mad? We end up getting fined 65,000 for not being able to control our players. What? Bro, if it wasn't for the wrong decisions, you think our players crowding around the ref in the first place?
That's a conspiracy still.
How can you get it wrong twice? Do you know what I mean?
It's so. This is what I'm saying. You know what? VAR is actually is not a good thing for the game. It just needs to be maybe just the guys are the
they just need to do it better.
They need to do it better still. They need to manage
it. Oh boy, it's not cooking like we thought it was cooking. But all right, man, let's move on. Man United are rubbish. They're definitely gonna finish in the bottom half of the table.
100%.
That is a sight for my eyes.
I don't think they will. But if they do end up in Championship,
what a day. Gosh. Can you imagine?
It'll be a long day for Man United.
Impossible.
Manchester United versus Rotherham.
Impossible. Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying.
Man United versus Sheffield
Wednesday. Leicester winning the league was impossible.
Man United versus Luton.
Can you imagine?
Man United versus Blackburn Rovers.
Have you seen Luton Stadium?
Oh, my.
All right, let's not even start at Luton Stadium. The high restrictions is up here.
Man United versus Portsmouth. Oh, wow. I'm naming some classic Premier clubs.
Yeah, big magic.
Man United versus Doncaster Rovers. That's chill.
Yeah, come on, man.
In the league.
In the league as well. They're like going OT.
Yeah, for the league game, not even the big game. But yeah, all right, man. Let's move on to the next game. Bournemouth take a shocking defeat away from home to Wolves. This doesn't happen often. And I needed Wolves to lose this game because Ipswich are.
I'm telling you, bro. Damn. That £20 gonna.
Oh, did we stop?
Yes, we did. We didn't stop that.
We stopped that. No.
That £20 is gonna be nice. That might either be petrol or Nando's.
This guy's planning what to do.
It's either petrol or Nando's. Man. I don't know which one yet.
Yeah, man. Let's talk about Ipswich then, man. Because boy, yeah.
But they got good players, man. But they're just going down, man. I'm sorry to say, man.
It was a point of the game yesterday where I thought, cool, Wolverham scored a hat. This guy laughed. All right, let's. Crystal Palace 2!
Nah, Wolves and Bournemouth. Wolves and Bournemouth, bro. What are you doing?
Wolves, Bournemouth. Okay, big up Wolves, man.
They
got the result they needed. Let me just check.
They're starting to pull some victories together.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Because I know there's a time they were looking like, are we about to get relegated?
One of your catchphrases, Jengi? Yeah, gay. That's what
they were looking at.
It was looking peak for them. Let me see who scored.
No, I think they were getting bumped, man. I liked Gary O'Neill, man.
They got good players, man. Wolves have got good players. And I feel like that was our only glimmer of hope to. Duck relegation.
Cunha.
Who scored the goal? Matthias.
Matthias, yeah?
Yeah, that's his name, right?
Yeah.
Matthias
Cunha.
Yeah,
where's he from?
He
sound like he's from them side, like South America.
Yeah, he's from Brazil.
Oh, he's Brazilian?
Brazil, man.
He's Brazilian. Do you think. Would he make Brazilian
squad? Nope.
Maybe as a reserve, though. Yes, their squad's not that great anymore.
It's not R9 and Ronaldinho in that squad.
Nah, he's not playing for Wolves, he's not.
T deep it though. Who have they got in midfield that they can bring? Is it Guanamares?
What do you call him? Guanamares?
Hey, Guanamares.
But then you deep, they've got Guanamares, they've got.
He even said it.
They've got Paqueta.
Mm-hmm. Paqueta.
Bro, he only plays for West Ham.
That's what I'm saying.
Guanamares only plays for Newcastle.
Midfield wise, they ain't really got any standout midfielders like that. So I kind of like he could make a shot still.
Matthias could do that whole like false nine. I'm a midfielder. I'm not a midfielder. That kind of thing. Because him.
Yeah, who'd be the star player? Vinny, innit? Vinny's probably the star player.
Vinny's probably the star player. I think.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Neymar could do like a.
Scabriol.
Neymar will come back. Actually, I lied. He will.
He plays there now, isn't he, in Brazil.
Scabriol actually.
Huh?
Scabriol.
What, the star player?
Yep.
What, the centre back?
No. TT. I know.
I hate that.
Arsenal.
It's Vinny,
fam.
Future
Vinny is
the guy,
bro.
All right, man.
Unless Neymar.
Or maybe it's Martinelli as well, maybe.
Eh? Crystal Palace 2.
Martinelli?
Yeah.
What, star player for Brazil?
Yep.
Gabriel Martinelli. Maybe. You know what? We're going to take a detour.
You missed the exit. Oh, missed the exit.
Oh, brother, you know it takes you to the next junction.
Bro,
you gotta go round and round and round.
You know what?
Come all the way back.
25 minutes. You missed the exit. 35.
Yeah. I turned away. That's a long time. I can't lie. But oh my days! All right, we're being a bit disrespectful because there's some players that we forgot about here.
Yeah, gone for Brazil. Yeah,
Savinho, obviously Manchester City.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Rafinha.
Yep.
Yep. Good. Oh yeah, yeah, Rafinha.
Brazil, not Brazil, Portugal, Brazil. Well, bro.
what decent team?
Hang on a minute. Gramerich, Andre who plays for Wolves, Gerson who plays for Flamengo.
Yeah, so yeah, I can't like Cunha. Cunha
Andres
should get
Pereira
the team.
Who plays for Fulham. Oh bro, yeah, maybe.
He's getting into the team, bro. Come on, he has to get into the team.
Might get to him.
Maybe Cunha does make this Brazil squad. God damn.
Because they don't really have, like, you know, before they had standout midfielders.
Bro, before they were. Well, let's put it this way, guys.
Do you think Casemiro will go back?
Absolutely not, man. All right, so he's the done. Football's left him, fam. Football's definitely left him. He looks like he can't be asked. But if we look at this squad, man, this is not a golden generation for these, man.
Nah, for real, it's not, you know.
Yeah, they're going through it, bro. They need to put Neymar back in this squad. But all right, man, let's finish up with this. What game are we going to do? We're going to do Crystal Palace versus Fulham. Fulham were at home. Fulham have hit a bit of a snag, you know. Yeah, the London derby, West versus South. Yeah, Palace. Fulham have hit a bit of a snag, man.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah, so big up them. The information on this game is not loading, so we might have to walk past it.
It was a good game, I'd say.
Yeah, did you see the game? Tell us about it, T.
Yeah, it was alright. Still, I've been waiting for Crystal Palace to actually start stringing together some results. I think this was their fourth on the bounce. I think, is it?
Oh, Lisa.
I think so.
Well, you're gonna have to tell me at this moment because this ain't loading over.
No. I think it was, but yeah, it's funny how like Fulham have these good runs and then they just like
they just
sometimes maybe good.
Coming like BTC up and down,
bro. Yeah, they need
up
to
and down like BTC. Shout out K Trap.
They need to cut that out. Where are they? Ninth.
Bro, I don't fucking
know. No, they'll be in the top 10, innit?
Thing won't load, bro.
Probably in the top 10, but yeah, I do like their vibe though.
They're in a comfortable position.
If yeah, yeah, they're comfortable. Yeah, they're comfortable where position. They should be, man.
Well, I mean, they should be pushing on 10th.
No, man. I think they come 10th, man. They're top. They're top half of the table.
Yeah, exactly. Top 10, fam.
Yeah, I think they could do better
what
than
you thinking,
that, though.
That's like 8th.
Maybe. That little cluster of like
eighth,
Brentford, maybe. Fulham. No, but to be
I can't. I think 10 is a good position for them.
Yeah, man.
Bearing in mind you got like the Brentford,
and then they're knocking on the door of like Champions League, Europa League, because they're on 39 points. Yeah, the rest of the clubs, like you said, 39 points. Yeah, the next club to the top four is on 44 points.
So they're only five points
away, really. But I guess that's how competitive the league is, man. I think that's what it says, but really, isn't it? And then, man, let's finish on Southampton because they're going down, man. Like Brighton.
Yeah, Southampton are going down, man.
Oh yeah, well, they're already down. They might as well be anyway.
They're already in championship. They must start printing their championship shirts.
Yeah, they start changing the numbers.
Start changing the numbers.
Change the sleeve badge and all that.
They might as well just start, man.
Nice, no, what it lasted. But by the way, man, did you see that Matoma goal last week?
Oh,
I might be goal of the season, you know.
Bro, Matoma.
You see the one where he plucked it from the sky, one touch, just took Chalobah out of the game and then curved it around the keeper.
Oh, yeah.
Bro.
That might be goal of the season, you know.
Bro. Wait, no, I'm sure we've seen that, man.
Yeah, I'm sure we've seen it.
I'm sure I've seen Duran bang a shot.
Yeah. That's what he does, but.
I don't know, I wonder who's goal. Who's going to be goal of the season? Yeah. I don't even know, you know.
Because that one was a mad thing.
That was a good goal. I think that's a contender, though.
Yeah, bro.
Because that touch from the sky.
Pure tech, yeah.
It's not easy.
Man done this.
But I know Rashford's got that smash though.
Yeah, he has still.
Rashford's got that touch on smash.
João Pedro, I'm looking at him. I like what I see with him. Matoma gets.
He's a striker though.
He is a striker.
You think so?
Well, according to the books.
Because I know he plays a weird position though. He plays like an everywhere position. Like,
hybrid thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
See, I've done the proper classic. Close the book. Because that's all we have time for on the Bench Podcast. But man, before we go, let's have a genuine conversation here. Liverpool are going to win the league, right?
Let's see.
Ooh, fight talk from behind the camera.
Yeah, let's see, man. Let's see.
You might think you can turn around the 11-point deficit?
Nah, not really.
Yeah. But I want you guys to drop. I want your next two games. I want you guys to drop. I want Newcastle to be.
Yeah.
just to spice it up a little bit, man. Just spice it up a little bit.
Well, they're going to have some vim for us because we're playing them in the Carling Cup final, isn't it? So, or the League Cup final.
I just don't see where the goals are coming from.
What, for Arsenal?
Yeah, that's my only concern. Thing, like, where are they coming from?
Especially worrying. Yeah, no, that is peak. But all right, man, that is another episode. Anyone, closing thoughts, anyone, man?
Arsenal by Isak and by next
what summer. About Champions League, man? Can Arsenal win the Champions League?
Oh, how? Well, do you know what? I'll tell you what, yeah?
Go on.
If Saka and Martinelli and all of that will fit, yeah? Mm. I'd take us playing Real Madrid. I'd be like, yo, let's go. I'm not saying we'd win. I'd be like, yeah, let's see it.
You got beat PSV first, you know? PSV are no mugs.
Bro. Yeah, that front three.
Whoa. Bro, you're complaining about PSG, bro. We beat PSG. They weren't nothing. What are you talking about?
They started to cook for them.
Oh, well, they should have been cooked when we slapped them up.
Yeah, Barcola's playing well. They got Zaha Emery.
Well, we played them. They should have played better when we played them, innit?
True, yeah, the Champions League's looking peak though. If we beat PSV and we buck Real Madrid, it could be an embarrassing game still.
I'd love to see that, I can't lie.
It would be embarrassing.
Look at this guy.
Of course.
Look at this guy.
Because it will hurt our ego, that's why. That game will hurt our ego, bro. If they slap us, oh my lord, like this.
That's what we'll be
doing. You know, I can't lie, yeah. This is even mad to say, but we're both just losing to PSV, bro. I'd rather lose to PSG.
Save the hassle.
Nah, nope.
To lose to Real Madrid.
Yep.
To get Pat
away at the Santiago. Let's go.
I love that. It's fight and talk. I love that. But all right, man. That is another episode of the Bench Podcast, man. Wrapped up into the history books. Guys, if you're listening on DSPs, make sure you give us a like, share, follow, all of that good stuff, man. We really do appreciate it. If you're watching on YouTube, we'll be back there. But make sure you subscribe. Anyway, baby. Guys, we'll be here same place, same time next week.
Yes, sir.
With Daya.
Let's go, man.
Stuff is on the way, man. We'll see you there. Let's go.
Benched, a 14HQ original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.